7. Isn't that amazing? Radio Xanadu.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ronnie Rodent, the Mouse Master about your house, on Radio Xanadu this Sunday afternoon. Now, I was very sad to hear of the passing of Malcolm McLaren on the 8th of April, and he died of cancer. There are rumours, I read in the newspaper, that he died because there was asbestos, or whatever it's called. Not sure that's how you say it, in his sex shop, the clothes shop, and he was vandalising it to make it look like a bomb had hit it. And there are rumours there that might have given him cancer. Well, we started off with one of the bands he managed, the New York Dolls. And that was a song called Looking for a Kiss, that was in rehearsal in 1972. And And that's taken from the album Punk, Fuck Art, Let's Dance. If you want to get in touch with us, the email address is radiox@rock.com. That's radiox@rock.com. Xanadu997@rock.com is the MSN. That's Xanadu997@rock.com. Text number is 0754-8325-107. That's 0754-8325-107. The website is radiozanadu.co.uk. That's radiozanadu.co.uk. And my website is ronnieroden.weebly.com. That's ronnieroden.weebly.com. Okay, let's hear some more punk, because I don't have that much music that was to do with Malcolm McLaren, to be honest, so it's more just a punk special. Here's Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. It's a song called Born to Lose, the Lost 77 mix.
FM. We'll be right back.
well, that's The Damned and Smash It Up. And before that, you heard Johnny Thunders and The Heartbreakers and Born to Lose, the Lost 77 mix. This is Radio Xanadu, and this is Ronnie Rodent with you. This is my tribute to Malcolm McLaren, who sadly passed away on the 8th of April, and we're paying tribute to him with a bit of a punk special here on Radio Xanadu today.
The music makes a difference. So make the music the best. Radio
Xanadu. Well, for the rest of this show, we'll hand over to John Peel's punk special from BBC Radio 1 on the 10th of December 1976.
Well, I think you'll find this programme's in rather marked contrast to the programme that's preceded it, because tonight we're going to have a look at punk rock. Mind you, no two people seem to be able to agree exactly what punk rock is, as is evidenced by the fact that someone's been phoning us off and on during the day and trying to convince us that our guests tonight, The Damned, are not a punk rock band, and punk rock fairly clearly means something entirely different to Americans. Anyway, we'll hear a lot of music that may be punk rock and a lot that certainly is. We'll start with The Damned. Off you go and play, boys.
All right, Dad. I'll see some!
You. Those are The Damned, and the first number from them on our programme, and it's called So Messed Up. And the members of the band, Dave Vanium on vocals, Brian James on guitar, the wonderful Captain Sensible, he's written that himself, on bass, and Rat Scabies on drums. And a band that I used to hang around with in California in the 60s, The Seeds, and they seemed to be fairly crucial to the punk movement, and they were a fine band then, actually. I used to enjoy them, and this is their best-known record.
Too hard on me. Well, all I want is just be free.
And those are the Seeds with Pushing Too Hard from about 1966, I would estimate. This is something from 1973, which is a lot more vicious, I think.
Yeah.
And if this had been a two-hour programme, it would probably have played you something from the LP Metallic KO, which is not easy to get hold of, but if you do, you'll find this one of the most uncompromising LPs that you've ever heard, I think. Iggy Pop and the Stooges from the 1973 LP Raw Power, and that's Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell. And people would argue, I think, whether Eddie and the Hot Rods are actually a punk rock band. The fact that they've achieved some sort of success would probably disqualify them in the eyes of several people, but they're on the front of the current issue of Sniffing Glue, and that's enough for me. And the Hot Rods, Horseplay, Weary of the Schmaltz and the Damned Again.
Yeah.
Damned, and that's called Neat, Neat, Neat. And we'll have a look at some of the New York music now. This is Richard Hell from an EP which is available in a limited edition on the Stiff label, not surprisingly, in Britain. And Richard Hell previously with Television and the Heartbreakers, and now with his band Voidoids. This is I Belong to the Blank Generation. Richard Hell, who, as I said, was previously of Television, and this is the only record available at the moment of Television, although they've been signed to one of the big American labels.
Jew, oh, he's so cool. China television. Well, some thought this was sad, and others thought it mad. They just scratching the surface. JJ could do the floor kiss. Or was he on display? No, no, not today. All that guy ever said, he said, I want my little wing head. He'd be half asleep at night. Over his head, sensation of flight. And he'd wake up dreaming. Run down to the airport. The rush, the roar. And he crouched down behind a fence with a chest full of lights.
And that's part one of Little Johnny Jewel by Television, and already played you several tracks from the double LP Live at CBGB on previous programmes, CBGBs, I mean, and most of it actually, frankly, a bit dull, but the Tough Darts aren't too bad at all, and this is one of the numbers that they contribute to the LP. It's called Slash.
Your fancies are the pits. You must have won sick bitch.
those are the Tough Dance, live at CBGB's, and that's called Slash and the Rival Club in New York. Max's Kansas City also has an LP out, which is a lot more interesting. Per Ubu from the LP Max's Kansas City, and it's always good, I think, when you find papers at both ends of the newspaper spectrum violently opposed to any form of music. They used to do it in the days of the Rolling Stones and the Who, and they used to do it in the days of Elvis Presley and Bill Haley as well. I'm not saying that these sort of bands are the new Who's and Rolling Stones and Presleys and Bill Haley's, but I'm very glad that they're there because they bring an injection of energy and crudity into a rock scene that's been painfully smug and complacent during the past few years, I think. And I think this is a great single.
Are we really 65 in the charts? We'll be right back.
Well, they are The Damned, and that's New Rose, which is, their, as you know, their debut and current single. And that's their version that they recorded for us, a session produced by Jeff Griffin, incidentally, who seems to have caught the spirit of it fairly well. And clearly the best-known band in the country at the moment must be the Sex Pistols, and their television appearance, I think, since subsequently was treated with a great deal of quite remarkable hypocrisy and overreaction, and people don't seem to be playing their single very much, which is a great pity, because it's a good stomper. Those are the Sex Pistols and their single, that's Anarchy in the UK. And going back to Max's Kansas City and the LP, and the best band on it, I think, are the Fast.
Boys will be boys.
I think that'll make a great single, you know. Those are The Fast from the LP Max's Kansas City. Boys Will Be Boys with strong overtones of The Who. And also, I think, of the Easy Beats Friday on My Mind, actually. And while we're in New York...
We'll be right back.
A rare example there of rock whistling. You don't hear that every day. Those are the New York Dolls from 1973 and Personality Crisis. Not one of my own.
That was John Peel's Punk Special from BBC Radio 1 on the 10th of December 1976. Well, that's it. My tribute to Malcolm McLaren here on Radio Xanadu. Very sad to hear of his passing. Hope you enjoyed that. And Oliver Pant is up next. You can join me next week, next Sunday, at 1 p.m. here on Radio Xanadu, and that will be for the DX show that was expected this week, before ahead of Malcolm's death. If you want to contact us, the email address is radiox@rock.com. That's radiox@rock.com. The MSN is xanadu997@rock.com. That's xanadu997@rock.com. The text number is 0754-8325-107. That's 0754-8325-107. And our website is radioxanadu.co.uk. That's radioxanadu.co.uk. My website is ronnierodent.weebly.com. RONNIERODN. I'm sorry, got it wrong. ronnierodent.weebly.com. ronnierodent.weebly.com. Hope you can join me next week at 1 p.m. Oliver Pint is up next. Goodbye, everyone.
Ever get the feeling you've been cheated? Good night.